In the horrors of the war in Syria, the practical matter of escaping violence means you bundle up your traditions and go somewhere else if you can. Possibly somewhere where your traditions are foreign, where they're suspect, where they're welcomed, but only as a minority. More than 4.5 million people have fled Syria, with around 18,000 settling here in the United States since the civil war began in 2011. One of them is a young teen, Dalia Zeno. Her past in Syria and her family's new lives in the United States are the focus of the documentary Dalia's Other Country, which airs this week on PBS as part of a series of films from POV. Julia Meltzer is director of Dalia's Other Country, and Dalia's older brother, Mustafa Rani Zeno, is co-producer of the film. Julia says this film is about a young girl's struggle to find an identity in a new home.
Dalia's Other Country tells the story of, well, primarily of a young woman who comes to Los Angeles from Aleppo, and what her experiences are and what her perspective is on that very dramatic change.
And when people leave a place like Syria, and when a young Muslim girl who embodies not only her physical life, but the philosophical traditions handed down by her family and her dad, who she says is her best friend, is really challenged in Los Angeles to try to maintain those traditions in Los Angeles. How does she do you think?
I think she does really well. I mean, she's an incredibly adaptable person. You know, she's the only Muslim student at an all-girls Catholic school. And I think my thought at the beginning in making the film was that there was going to be conflict there, or that might be difficult for her. But it turns out the difficulties were more just about adjusting to a different structure in her family and figuring out who she is here without her father.
How much does she feel that the responsibility to uphold this Muslim tradition in this Catholic school is her command, and how much of it is a duty that she wished that maybe she didn't have to do? She mentions in the beginning that she had wished it was not an all-girls Catholic school that she was sent to.
It's probably a combination of these things. I mean, I think the same goes for the hijab for her. I think partially it's something that she feels like it is her duty. You see the scene with my mom, when mm-hmm. my mom wants to cover it up and she doesn't. And so I think at some level she feels like this is my duty to show that as a Muslim woman, I am a good representative of what that means. But I think also, like many people who end up having to be representative of people beyond just themselves, I think at some point in her life, she's definitely been maybe resentful of the fact that she has to bear that responsibility.
Is America a welcoming place, Julia, to people like Dalia in the time that you filmed? And how is that conveyed through the camera and through Dalia's eyes?
I don't know what to say about America, but Southern California is a particularly type of welcoming environment because there's so many immigrants here. And in Dalia's school, really, she was surrounded by young women from many parts of the world, you know, from Mexico, from Central America, from Korea, from the Philippines. And so in some ways, I think being in a crowd of girls whose families all came from somewhere else has a particular type of welcome.
Does that mean that if you step outside of that crowd, that in this Trump America, you need to fear?
I mean, I think that the anticipation is, if you understand what I'm saying, is a certain type of fear. You know, the scene that was shot right around when candidate Trump announced the travel ban came after the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino. And I think for many Muslims in that moment, whether you're from Southern California or you're from the middle of the country, your anticipation is that people are going to be angry at you.
Mustafa, do you share that a certain kind of rhetoric is excused because of a high-profile terrorist attack, and that you just sort of waited out?
I mean, I think like Julia said, we live in Southern California, so it's much more welcoming here. At the same time, we obviously live in a very, very connected time where, you know, just if you go on our comments sometimes on different projects that I've worked on in the past, including this one, you find people from different places that are extremely hateful. And so it is definitely something that you have to be much more aware of, I think, than previous times when you were just in your little bubble wherever you lived. And it's definitely something whenever a terrorist attack happens, many Muslims feel like, oh no, like, are we going to face a backlash for this? What is it going to be like? And you just have to kind of like be on edge for a while until, like, you know, things also people like forget about it for a while.
One of the things that surprised me in this film was that for Dahlia, piety and being a pious Muslim is about supporting her family's decision to leave home. But that piety sometimes to another America looks like an embrace of a rejection of American values. And that conflict is really what this film is about. Do you think piety is forced to play two roles here? Keeping our traditions, but also increasing the possibility that people are going to be misunderstood as radicals.
I wish that we didn't have that binary. I mean, I certainly feel that, I don't know, I think in our community here, it doesn't look like that, but maybe outside of Southern California, it might, but I can say that, you know, for Dahlia, her faith and her identity as a young Muslim woman has been something that has rooted her and has supported her becoming who she is as a young Syrian American woman.
Julia Meltzer is director of Dahlia's Other Country, and Mustafa Ranizino is a co-producer of the film and Dahlia's older brother. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.